I made it. English from now on.
Drawing or?
Yeah, just testing.
Yeah.
Gaat weer een jaar van mijn leven.
Hm?
Stress.
Just English.
English. So annoying.
Break is over.
Woo!
Icy.
Spicy.
Where are all the other presentations?
I just put it in the shirts folder, so.
Conceptual or?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, conceptual design.
Yeah.
Or
because I see only my own presentation.
No. Can you go back one?
Yeah.
Because it has to be PowerPoint. Components design, that's it.
I just put it.
He's coming.
I did get a bit more done than the last time because I knew that I didn't have time, so I just copy and paste everything into it.
I can cut and paste it.
If you want to laugh, you can look at the final report because I have to record everything we are deciding and such. So
move to
I try to write it down between everything else.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have these pop-ups or these sounds, and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
And
yeah, me too.
I don't know how to use PowerPoint, so it takes me forever to get something out.
Yeah.
I've got the same problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go again. Welcome. We have got 3 presentations, and then we have to decide on what concepts the microphone is to for the remote control has to support. So, let's go.
Yes.
Who wants to start?
Me first again, or?
Yeah, sure. So, welcome to the marketing presentation once again. This time about trend watching. There has been an investigation again in the remote control market. It shows a number of developments. I will address them in a moment. Fashion watchers have detected the trends for young public, because that's our public. Fruit and vegetables will be the most important theme for clothing, shoes and furniture. And the feel of the material is expected to be spongy. So, the developments, I will address that. This is the fruit and vegetables. It looks are fresh, bright colors, so to give you an idea. The developments. Development one. The most important aspect for remote control happens to be a fancy look and feel instead of the current functional look and feel. Fancy stands for an original look and feel, the case and the interface. And the second most important aspect is that remote control should be technological innovative. It stands for the use of technical features that do not exist in current remote controls. I think we pretty much covered that with our screen and speech recognition, so I don't expect that to be a problem. The third development is that the remote control should be easy to use. The first aspect was twice as important as the second aspect, which was twice as important as the third aspect. So that kind of gives you these ratios. So fancy look and feel is the most important point of attention. So the fruits and vegetables in combination with the sponge material. Technological innovation, we've covered that pretty much, I guess. And easy to use, I don't think that would be a problem. So my point of attention is especially this part, because correct. So that was the marketing presentation. Only one document.
Shall I go first?
Yeah, no, I don't mind.
So kind of this.
Yeah, I'll talk first. Okay.
Yeah, sure. No.
So a small example, kind of this. nothing about the buttons, but this sponge kind of thing and some fruit and colors, I don't know.
Just made a quick design. cool.
It's better than my drawing.
Yeah, you're just the user interface.
Yeah, okay, but I have to design the.
Yeah, layout.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's okay.
You probably opened it.
Yeah, true.
F5.
F5.
Alright, so I'm dealing with the component design. Let's see. I used some design examples we had from similar products, and I used possibilities from our manufacturing department about current components, which will have to be implemented in the design. That's why I wanted to go first. Well, they gave me an idea about what people want. We're mainly focusing on this group, but I want to make a distinction clear. So I could not drag the pictures into the slide, so I don't have examples of how it looks like, but it comes down to what you think we should do with the spongy and fruity looking type. If the young dynamic people want soft primary colors, which look like fruits, you know, you can and shapes that are curved and not solid straight lines anymore. So this basically goes on to what you were mentioning earlier. There's a lot of factors involved in choosing the components. There's a lot of options that we have to discuss. For example, the energy source, we have four types, the basic battery, we have the hand dynamo, which we Dutch refer to it as the knijpkracht. The kinetic provision of energy, which means if you move the thing, if you shake it, which will be fun for toddlers, right? If they're
yeah.
used there. And of course solar cells, but I don't know how we would use that into the design of the actual product.
And indoors. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
calculators can do it.
Also in countries where there isn't much light, like in Scandinavia, they wouldn't be able to use it half of the year, So
yeah.
that's not cool. So for the case, there's the traditional uncurved flat hard case, single curved, which means that it has curves in one dimension, or the double curves. I wasn't able to finish my personal preferences sheet, but well, you know, we will have to go for the double curved because it's daring and different from what we have now.
Yeah.
The case materials, well, we have all kinds of hard materials like the hard plastic, the wood and titanium. I would definitely go for rubber because it fits most in what people want to see nowadays.
Yeah.
This is a lot of text. I wasn't able to organize this yet. We have several interface designs. We can use scroll buttons for the menus, but we already kind of decided to go for the
push buttons.
For the push buttons, for the arrow buttons. So that's not really interesting. Electronics. Yeah. Maybe we want to decide on what electronics to use. The advanced chip, I think, is easiest to implement for the production because they can print it better. I think this is about it. Yeah, I was working on some personal preferences. First, I chose for the battery because I'm traditional and that's the most obvious, easiest choice to go to. But I really think that we should maybe think about the kinetic energy when you have to move the thing to.
An optional feature or combine both with one.
I guess
you can only
one.
Fit one source of energy.
Okay.
I can imagine that the kinetic type energy source would be more expensive to make. But it is more long-lasting, but the people don't have to ever buy batteries again.
Yeah, and it's more fun.
And
I
it's also
really
more
fun,
I always chuck my remote control around, so...
Just
yeah.
playing with it, and especially when the material is rubber, it can be done. I mean, you can't harm it, so it's a perfect combination,
right.
I guess.
You don't have to be scared about bouncing it off the floor and breaking it. Or
yeah.
Okay.
So, that's the end of it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, next.
So double curve is like this, or?
No, it means curved in two dimensions. So a single curved, let's say, would be a square box,
mm.
but then with curves on one dimension.
Yeah.
And double curved would mean that it would have
also
in
height.
In every direction.
Yeah, okay.
Three
okay.
D.
Can we hear
one,
yeah.
one very important thing I was thinking about? Speech option. We were going to use that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's one thing which I'm not sure of how to implement it into the.
Well, the visual representation is not
no,
there
okay,
with speech.
It has to
you can
be combined with a menu for functions and.
Yeah.
So,
just
okay.
Yeah, I think you can just match the speech commands with the functions
yeah.
that are already present.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I don't
problem.
Think you have to design anything
do
else
do
for that.
Do the speech just for the basic options, for the simple buttons?
Both.
For everything, also
yeah.
for the advanced options. Okay. Yeah, this is all very basic and trendy design, everybody says it. So that's what. In the last meeting, we were putting the simple and the advanced options separated. It's obvious. Pressing the menu option will disable all other options on your remote control. And only the LCD panel will light up, and you can only change the
And the buttons that you need to
yeah.
control,
yeah.
I guess.
Design has to be very attractive if that's your you have to delete this, but
yeah.
this is the simple layout. Display on the upper side with the menu button, and maybe some sort of cancel button or save button.
That would be the back.
Yeah,
back and okay.
Back and
back
okay.
Okay, yeah.
You did read the minutes I wrote?
Huh?
You did read the minutes I wrote?
A little bit, I think, but not much.
Okay, because I pretty much summed up all the buttons there
okay.
were, so.
Oh, I didn't read that.
I hate doing work for nothing.
But this is the basic design for the buttons. I wanted to categorize everything with speech, display, sound, everything you noted in your minutes. Every push button has its own LED light, so
mm-hmm.
you can change, make it more trendy for younger people. And if there are older people, they want it more, luxurious. So that's also an option. That was it.
That was it. Okay.
Okay, so what we have to decide is what kind of components do we use? Energy source, chip type, case type, and user interface. But I didn't see a clear distinction between this, so I think what we have is okay. So we already decided that kinetic would be the choice for energy.
No.
The case would be doubly curved.
Rubber material.
Rubber material. And that's the only thing we have left.
Yeah, we need the chip on print to be able to support the screen and
it's easy.
Audio function.
So is that the advanced chip?
Yeah.
Advanced
yeah.
chip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise you would have a simple chip just for pressing
yeah.
buttons, but we need more.
Right.
To support the other.
This
curves.
Is not my department, but I'm not sure what this is going to cost to be able to.
No, I didn't get any info on this.
Because we need to sell it for 25 euro.
Yeah.
It's going to be difficult, huh?
Yeah.
The cost of making it should be 12 and a half.
Total,
yeah.
I don't know. I didn't get any information about that.
They're
so
going to produce it in China, so it's no problem.
Yeah.
Child labor, man. We love it.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Let's see.
Well, the interface type.
The interface. Maybe we can
it's quite difficult because we haven't got all the options.
No. Do you have a picture of a doubly curved case? And could you put it in the group folder? The project folder?
Let me see.
If you go to the home page or something, you should.
Yeah, I'm going there now.
Get your own information. I got my fresh and fruity picture also
well,
there.
Oh, you didn't draw it yourself.
No.
Oh,
it's next time.
And maybe it's
the menu.
This is the menu I was looking on.
Yeah, I
maybe
was thinking of that also with a with a
arrow.
Yeah.
So that indicates that there's a menu under that menu.
Yeah, perfect.
So
that's cool.
Maybe it's easier if you guys come over here. So see,
right.
This is the standard traditional type where the form serves the function, you know? It's like really basic, but this is more appealing to old people and we don't want that. This is what we're looking for. And that means curved in both dimensions.
Okay.
Not only
I
like
see.
This, but
yeah, also like
it
this,
has to be...
So you can hold it.
Exactly, it has to be kind of instead of the PlayStation module, it has to be like the GameCube, you know, where your thumbs would be laying in the instrument and it has to
but
be
it
nice
has also
to hold.
To, it has also to be luxurious for rich people. This looks
that's
a little bit like for only for children.
Story,
but that's the problem. The dilemma actually, because we want to appeal to the young public with fancy, with flashy colors and with a lot of shape. And
and the
rubber it will look cheap always.
Yeah, okay,
you know,
but the colors you can make it make the colors with LEDs beneath the buttons. If you press a button and you can disable the color LEDs for people that don't like it.
There is mobile phones in which you can change the color also of the lights. Maybe we should consider this function to customize it, and so I mean, kids can make it look more flashy with different kinds of colors, and people will want something, you know,
different
or more design.
Mm.
They can go for one color, like for example, this
camera.
Yeah. Cool. Underwater.
Yeah, it's so
yeah.
Personally, I think it's really ugly.
Yeah.
Just give me the thing that's inside there, but you. This is with the curve that we need.
Yeah,
that's simply curved.
Yeah.
Well, we could make a compromise between that, but I don't know if it's worth the effort.
A compromise between what?
Instead of doubly curved, we take single curved. So to appeal a little more to the.
This would be single curved, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is only in this dimension.
Here.
Like this, so curvy are not on the height.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we keep it single curved.
Yeah, that would be an option, I don't know what you think.
Yeah.
I think that, I mean, our aim is to make something different, right?
Yeah.
Make something new.
Mm-hmm.
I would go for the double curved.
Okay.
And
yeah,
I'm thinking, you know, a drawing palette where you have the shape for your thumb, so it kind of holds nicely something like that.
But
well,
if you make it more curved, we can make more and more options for buttons. If you have it in your hand, you're not only, you don't need one dimension, but you can use other dimensions for pressing down the buttons.
Yeah, so. You can make a trigger button or something like that.
Something to shoot at your television.
Yeah, or that is the confirmation button or something that you scroll with your thumb with the arrows and then confirm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be a nice way to use it. But I mean, I'm thinking big already, and we need something that you can able to use in one hand. I think.
Oh yeah.
So from top view, it looks kind of like this. From the side, you can have it also in a kind of shape. Maybe
yeah,
because the screen is on top, you can
switch
have
from buttons to interface.
Maybe you can have this kind of shape, a little
upwards, so that the screen is more
yeah,
towards yourself, so you can easily see your screen.
How
not
about
while you have it in your hand, so it's a kind of an angle from your eyes to the screen. So then you have double curved in some way, because this
mm-hmm.
is so the screen is positioned over here. Oh, something like that. And the buttons are more. Oh, it's very thick now. But
yeah, I understand what you mean. How about we do a pop-up screen like the laptop, so that only the simple functions will be visible at first.
Yeah,
and
that you can
if
press
you
it and then it comes up, or
yeah, something like that.
So you have the side view.
But then the side view can be straight if you have a pop-up screen. But I don't know if that's too expensive.
Well,
yeah,
if you want to be able to make this.
No, like I would draw it like this.
So this is the side view that you have a screen that will come up here and go down the other.
No, I mean,
and then it will come up like that.
Okay, so the buttons are on top here, and you flip it over that.
Yeah, or preferably even keep the simple buttons here.
Yeah.
And then under the screen, even you
oh,
can
yeah,
have
more
advanced
options.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
More advanced options for the menu.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
For the healthy menu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you just have to hide them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, not all, because you need most of them, the arrow buttons, which you can hide okay in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
But the menu button also, because when you.
Yeah.
You can maybe even drop the menu button, because maybe you think that would be more fun to activate them.
So, okay, but you need some button to flip this.
Right.
Open.
True.
Make it mechanical.
But you can make a trigger here.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah, and it says menu and it flips open and then you have the buttons to control in combination with your.
It's not very very strong. Yeah, if you drop it one time.
It can go open.
Yeah, the idea
if you cover
there
it
was
with a rubber.
Is that because you close it, you cover the LCD screen and it won't be vulnerable to scratches.
And it will be
and
covered in some kind of thin rubber.
Exactly. You just have to make sure that the closing mechanism
it's
won't
very
break.
Oh, it's very
it's
strong.
Very solid.
Yeah.
Okay, so that may work.
That actually will offer some extra
okay,
protection.
Okay, but then we still have the thing of the shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking if you have your hand, if this is your
yeah, the lower part doesn't work, I guess. So maybe you should try the
yeah, yeah.
If this is your thumb and this is your hand like that, with your wrist, that it will be kind of shaped like this, you know. So it's easier to hold in your hand.
It's
yeah.
When you're left-handed, it's a problem.
Yeah. Of course. And
maybe
then
you can
then you would have to
yeah.
To make it like this, like you drew here.
Yeah.
And maybe then make this thicker also than the center. Give it
mm-hmm.
a
shape.
Yeah.
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 The female shape, yeah.
Obviously.
We could make some rubber, malls which you can change.
Oh yeah.
So if you
yeah, but that's optional for later, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have hardware inside, which is so it has to have some sort of basic shape.
Yeah, it'd be better.
And also the screen, you cannot mold it.
Yeah, so okay, we should better choose one shape.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the idea. So it's good in the hand, and then,
and then
on the side with your
you
thumb,
place the screen
you
here,
can use the button.
The keywords are primary core commerce.
But then I would
spongy.
Spongy.
I would do the arrows here kind of thing.
Spongy can be reached by
buttons and the simple buttons here. So
yeah. And the control things in the middle, the arrows.
Yeah, that's
the
arrows,
the
arrows over here.
Yeah.
And
then
the
numbers.
Simple.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright.
Yeah, I think
that's
cool.
It's a nice design.
That's cool. Or do we want to make its shape look like a banana or something? I don't know.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Banana is a weird shape, and other fruits also. So
yeah.
It's better to have some sort of basic print and then a full print in some primary colors.
No,
I don't know
like
what color should the basic print be like. Like some soft
orange
green
or
something? Or
blue
and then
dark blue.
Oh yeah, dark blue and then and then very bright
yeah.
yellow banana, an orange, a green apple, stuff like that. It's very bright tones, I guess.
Yeah, we need very primary colors. Like
yeah.
Bright red, bright yellow.
Yeah, but primary colors we can create with the LEDs on the
yeah.
control.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, if you make it just give it a blue color, then it's just a neutral color. Also for the more for the older people.
Mm. That doesn't really work. Well,
it's
again.
Oh, okay.
This
text.
What?
It also make language.
Yeah. 2 hours for
yeah.
Thickness.
That's blue.
But that's a dark blue basic color,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah,
really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, with some yellow banana.
Now, how about some some flashing standby lights, if you have one or something? Well, I don't know, Pro Brands phones. That you know that, because I remember from one of our first meetings that people lose their remote controls often.
Yeah.
So not only in the colors of the lights, but we want something to keep it visible at all times.
How do you mean?
If you're flashing colors, so you can't lose it.
Yes, exactly.
But I think it's a bit too much.
Yeah, an orange. Alright. Well, this is more like purple, I guess. But
yeah,
it should be more real dark blue, so the contrast with the food objects is certainly
yeah.
high.
Yeah.
So yeah, it would be a nice device.
And which color should something like this the display?
I mean the color of the background is
yeah.
display.
Yeah.
Well, I don't guess it has to be
65,000
euros. Yeah, too expensive. So just a blue backlight.
Yeah.
Green is too old fashioned. About blue.
As
blue's
long
okay.
as you use high contrast between the background and the background color.
Yeah.
So
maybe
people with
maybe
the
white backlight.
White backlight and dark.
Dark letters.
Yeah. Whatever which is visible.
Yeah.
I don't know. You should test it under light conditions.
And also for people who are a bit colored.
Yeah.
That's mostly red and green, I guess.
Which color should the buttons be?
That's adjustable.
Whoa.
Why
adjustable? All buttons?
Yeah.
Well, no.
That's how we are going to make it more trendy. Or is it too expensive?
Hey, I mean, they
it's
have
difficult.
To. They have to have some color, right? And if the background is very dark blue,
like green.
But don't we want to make the background the bright color? So the tone
yeah,
of the thing is very bright. Like the pictures I showed you guys, the
yeah.
things were all like bright red, flashy.
No, more like. More like this color.
Yeah, something like
then yellow and orange and red objects on it or something.
Yeah.
But then again, which color should the buttons be? And the press buttons. Should they be white or black or
red?
It's quite cheap with color, I think. It's not
it's green?
Yeah,
but it's pretty fresh on the other side.
It's
actually pretty trendy color at the moment. It's trendy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get a pop-up?
Yeah, we did 5 minutes.
Did you have 5 minutes left?
Yeah, left and then
maybe the buttons, well, buttons in red is maybe a bad contrast for colorblind
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
Because
no,
the red of the green.
But the buttons are there all less or not.
Yeah,
they have less.
The red and green are actually the easiest to respond at, even for colorblind.
Yeah.
They will see one of each as gray.
Yeah.
But if you use green on blue, those kind of colors will look the same.
Okay. So red buttons are okay.
That's a default setting, the red buttons.
Yeah, but I think you need to keep in mind that the LEDs are just extra light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't determine the color.
Okay.
That much.
I was thinking about red LEDs and blue LEDs.
That's too busy.
You have the background, which mirrors transparent.
Yeah.
Partly, you have to bring on the number or the
sign,
so you can't
change
the colors.
Better keep the LED and the button itself in the same color,
yeah.
I guess. So just an extra
bit of light.
What we should do, I think, is make kind of a see-through plastic button with one color LED behind it.
Yeah.
So that the whole button will shine. And if you think about easy to use buttons, we have to make it the shape so that it's easy to hold for both hands, but also that you can reach the buttons with your thumb.
Yeah.
If
okay.
You hold the machine.
Don't need to discourage. Basically, you two are going to work on smart boards the next 3 minutes to design something.
Right.
You will do the evaluation
of the product,
yeah.
Which we don't have yet.
Yeah, about.
So, what? How should I do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
You get a mail.
Or you send it to me, or just because
yeah,
you are going to design it
yeah.
on this board, right?
Yeah, but maybe you can do the evaluation. You don't have to evaluate yet, but you can make a procedure.
Yeah,
I
probably get instructions on
yeah.
how to do that, so I make another presentation, I guess.
Yeah.
I know what's gonna happen.
In about, mm-hmm.
yeah.
yeah,
so.
You have a basic idea.
I have a basic idea.
And you two are going to do this.
So
look
we're
going to
work here on this sketch.
Yeah.
yeah.
Good
yeah.
luck.
Thanks.
Yeah. Alright, so that's...
So I suggest making a page be created.
Yeah.
We have to work at this moment after the
yeah,
meeting?
You have 30
minutes.
Then we have to see something
yeah.
which we
yeah,
can
right.
show
to
the management.
Yeah. Shall we make a new
next
fish
at
the
next.
Or yeah, just
make
a new
one. Yeah.
Oh,
and save
this
board.
Huh? Yeah, I'll just keep it there.
Yeah, okay, we just press save and
yeah.
we'll be fine.
On the left.
I can also include clip art.
Yeah.
So if you want to draw and paint or something.
So, shall we make some outline sketches of the basic shape first?
Yeah. And then after that we can make the new
accurate word.
Yeah, because I have to focus on the basic look of the field design,
yeah.
So how it's going to look. And you have to think how you're going to put the screen in and that kind of thing. So if I'm drawing, then you think, okay, I'm not going to be able to...
We'll skip this, I guess, sound and button first.
Yeah,
you can also include it, it's not much work. Light only buttons you can use your interaction.
Included.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the plastic buttons also are because of they're only during interaction. So
excuse me?
Well, it's a good thing that the buttons aren't that they are plastic because then you can light up the light
yeah.
under it when they're usable.
Yeah.
Maybe you should draw it very large.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
How do we
Yes.
now our insert tabs?
I know, but you just start typing.
That's a bit big, yeah.
You also do the other sides, not only the phone side, and the
yeah,
side
I
also
exactly.
Side view.
And let's make first the other views, the phone view, side view.
Yeah.
I thought for the side view,
what do I write down?
Yeah.
Would be rather.
Why can I work here? This is much
much
easier.
The middle has to be very small.
I don't
so
see a sign that the meeting is over yet.
Exactly.
No, so I just work.
But,
yeah.
The display we'll put in here, basic functions, and here, where it's most reachable, the arrow functions. This is hard. Don't ask the product itself, is it?
No, it's not.
We can make it larger. Maybe it's easier for you to draw on.
Minutes left before the meeting ends.
Other views?
Hold on.
Only if you are going to put buttons on the sides. Well, that's the question.
But we
let's fill it. Let's fill in the buttons later.
Yeah.
So this is going to be from the.
Is this from the side?
Yeah. Sorry.
Because the screen goes. Up like that, right?
Yeah.
So then it's like this, or
yeah.
It's not convenient because then you have to screen like this. Maybe it's like better to have it somewhat like this, or does it flip
yeah,
all
the
way?
Maybe it's easier to integrate the LCD screen just into this bubble because it doesn't have to flip then. Because
yeah.
We have enough space for making. Because
it's better to have this like this, I guess, and then flip it like.
But why do we need the flipping?
You can adjust the angle to which it flips. So it can also from this angle flip all the way
okay.
Like that.
Yeah.
And flip up to that.
Yeah. So, yeah, but we still keep the flipping angle.
I think so.
Yeah, we keep the flip.
Keep the flip line.
I think it will feel weird if you would make this smaller, this bigger or something. But
yeah. The shape is okay, but yeah, I don't see the why we should use the flipping mechanism.
Yeah,
I thought it would be cool.
Okay, yeah, it's for
but maybe we should then
because we have enough space. Here we've got the basic functions.
Yeah, there the middle.
Arrow.
Shouldn't be integrated.
Yeah,
and then live.
This is the shape. Yeah.
Okay, but the screen is a bit lower because if it falls on the other side, it doesn't fall on the screen, so there's a layer of rubber on the sides.
Definitely.
So no flipping.
No flipping?
No flipping?
You wanted flipping, so.
Yeah, I guess, but
if you drop it, it just breaks. And it has to be very strong because of the
kinetic. So we better make it like this.
Yeah.
Also for the children, it's for people not 16 years.
They're
responsible
okay.
enough to have
the
mobile phones also to
yeah.
deal with their
remote control.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I just ended
totally
the meeting. You two go
also.
Design.
You remember that weird pocket phone thing?
Oh, by the way.
Like
yeah.
I thought up a name for our product.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's called the Real Remote.
Ooh.
With a copyright sign after Real.
Yeah. Alright. Good.
Maybe you can include that somewhere.
Yeah, we should work in our own room, right?
Yeah. I don't see any power cables here, so.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
See you two in half an hour.
Okay.
Good luck.
I'm just thinking if we want to make something different, right? So the scroll is more futuristic than standard arrow.